Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And no, I am not Danny Milliken.
Definitely not.
I almost have as much hair as he does, but anyway, Chad Stevens sitting in for Danny. He had a family emergency, so that's why he's not here today. And actually, this is kind of exciting. Usually I'm on the other side of the mic, pressing the buttons, and now I get to talk to you directly.
There you go. You said it's been 5 years since you've been on the radio, huh?
5 years. I was in El Campo. Hey, El Campo, give us a call. The number is 281-833-3333 if you have a question about your garden. Those people down there, they know what they're doing, though.
A lot of them do, but there's always a question.
Always a question. And I was on the way in today, and I saw a truck full of sod. I'm thinking, is this a good time to put sod down?
Yeah, you can plant grass any time of year. Oh, you know, okay. It may not be growing up top, but it'll still put roots down.
The roots will still go down.
It'll still grow in the wintertime. Oh, yep, okay. Even when it's dormant.
So I'm going to kind of act like just a normal listener, because I have questions, because I do gardening. My wife does gardening. And we have the experts here, ladies and gentlemen. Nelson Water Garden. Anita's going to be here next hour. Plants for All Season. Sherry, she's on the northwest side of town. She's one of our Home Show Garden Pros. We have the Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens up in the Kingwood area. So if you're not doing anything today, stop in there and say hi. And Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, John Ferguson, up near Conroe, north of the Woodlands. If you want Nature's Way Resources, you want the compost, you want some good dirt, you want to check out, they've got a lot of plants from everywhere else that nobody has. Go check them out, Nature's Way. And, of course, the Enchanted Forest Gardens and Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And you are at the gardens.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And your bro and sis are at the forest. That's the one, yep. I hang out at.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I live in Greatwood. So
right down the road.
We cruise over there a lot. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you stop into these garden pros that we have here, they are not your just row after row of stuff. This is exactly what it says. It's a garden. I mean, you're walking through someone that's placed a lot of time, effort, and love into their plants, and they take care of them. They don't just stick them there, put a price tag on them, and say, here's what we're selling. You guys actually live in it.
Yeah. I mean, we put a lot of effort into it to make sure our customers succeed, you know? So we have all the information that you need for success.
Is there any kind of plan when you're putting plants in any kind of order? I mean, you have your section of succulents, and you have your section of this and section of that. I mean, is there a way that when people are walking through that there's some kind of an outlying plan when you put things down?
Yeah. You know, all the blooming evergreen shrubs are in one area. All the evergreen shrubs that don't bloom are in one area. All the tropical plants are in one area. All the perennials are in one area. All the shade-loving plants are in one area. So that way, you know, you don't get mixed up and say, ooh, that's pretty, and plant it in the wrong spot, and it doesn't do well.
Good point. Because it's kind of like a grocery store in a way. You know, you've got all your, you know, stuff that you use over here, dairy's over there, and then you got the cereals over here. That's because when I walk through, I just go, oh, look at all these plants. You
know? Yeah.
So you do have some kind of a way. Maybe you need like a roadmap you can hand out.
That's a good idea.
Stick to this section over here during this time of the year. Anyway, if you have a question, please give us a call because I need all the help I can get. And you don't want to hear me talking for 2 hours about stuff that I don't know what to do in my own garden, but I go to the experts, and that's why they're here. 281-833-3333. And, I have to mention this, too, before we go to the first break, is that we have a little quiz on our Facebook page, and it's called Test Your Garden Skills. And there's seven whole questions.
Ooh.
I know. Go on there, click on the post, test your garden skills. See if you have what it takes to become a garden pro. I got to tell you, I took the test.
And?
And I will tell you what happened after we take this break here on the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
I just remembered, I just forgot that the announcer guy is giving the wrong number. All this time I forgot that he actually gives the number. We got to change that. Mr. Announcer Man, the new number is 281-833-3333. So we got to tell that man that he's got to do it over again. Anyway, welcome in. Danny is not here today. He has a family emergency. And so, yeah, they had a stoop to me. Normally, Charlie would sit here, but he's got way more worse than I have. And he sounds like Kermit the Frog, kind of, you know, like that. So he says, well, why don't you do it? I went, what? Okay. So normally I play music on the air. Back when I was DJing, and so this is like a new thing to talk this much.
What was your DJ name?
Chad Stevens.
You got to have something fancy like DJ Skittles or something.
They called me the Chad Man. That's as far as I can go with that. Anyway, back to the program here. Home Show Garden Pros, thanks for tuning in. Sports Radio 610. And I'm here with Danny Lenderman. I'm sorry, your brother's Danny. You're Joey. Okay, I'm sure I'm going to do more of those. We have a quiz on the Facebook page. It's called Test Your Garden Skills. Go in there right now on your phone and see how good you are. I took the quiz, 7 questions, 4 out of 7. 4. Just like I did in school. About 50%.
Not bad.
Not bad. And a lot of that was guessing, I'll be honest with you. And but we want to see how good you all are. So give it a shot and take a look at it, would you? We have on our Facebook page a place where you say, ask a pro. And Sharon has asked a pro, and certainly not me. And she's got to be talking to you, Joey.
Really?
Yeah. So
lay it on me.
Here's her question. Best style push mower with back bagger for 4 strips of Celebration Bermuda.
What is the best?
Yes, I guess it's what is mower? The best.
You know, I don't have a whole lot of experience in push mowers, but, you know, Celebration Bermuda, you know, can be cut really low. A lot of people even use real mowers, which not like real versus fake, but a real mower doesn't have blades that turn round and round like a helicopter. They have, it's almost like an egg beater.
Oh, right,
type mower, like the old-fashioned ones.
Old-fashioned.
But nowadays they make gasoline-powered real mowers, like that's what they use on golf courses and things like that. So a lot of folks that have Celebration Bermuda, you know, want to keep it really low and, mm-hmm. and clean like that. So you might look into real mowers. But yeah, as far as a regular push mower, any general self-propelled mower would be fine.
Yeah, you know,
there's lots of options. There's battery-powered ones nowadays.
Right.
You know, so lots of different.
And since you're not really doing a lot of lawn, it shouldn't be that big of a deal to get it something that's self-propelled and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, if you're mowing for 10 minutes a week, you know, a push mower will last you forever, any type pretty much.
Right. And I do my lawn and I do a lot of that, but I just went for the cheapest mower and you just keep the blade sharp and give it a tune up every once in a while and you're probably good to go. Her other part of the question In Magnolia area, she says, what do I do with bare root roses that are trying to leaf out in the packages?
So I guess those are the ones that come in the little bags. And, you know, it's been warm enough to where they are leafing out. So you can go ahead and plant them now. There's nothing wrong with planting them, you know, this time of year. They actually would get established before the heat of the summer comes along. So it would be good to plant them now. Plant them at the same level that the soil is, you know, look at the stem and see where the soil comes up to and plant it at the same level in your bed as it is in that little bag. But, yeah, if you don't plant them fairly soon, then, you know, they're going to at some point dry out and cause some of the finer little roots to dry up and die off.
Can you water them in the package?
I've never dealt with the ones in the packages. I've seen them, but I'm sure you can, but there's no reason to not plant it now, you know, unless you don't have the bed ready yet. In that case, you know, if it's going to be a while, you're better off getting a plastic pot and putting it in there in some good, well-drained potting soil and until you do have the spot ready to go.
Gotcha. All right, so that takes care of that question. You can ask your own if you want, if you're kind of afraid to be on the radio with us. If not, please give us a call. Oh, we do have a caller. How about that? Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Tom, you're on the air with the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I've got a question about cypress trees. I bought a house and it has them, the knees popping up. Are they able to damage a slab or like an oak tree, or they just kind of find a spot and pop up? I got them close to the house and no damage like sidewalk or anything. But do you know about that?
Generally, so the knees come up from the roots to get oxygen. That's, you know, what their purpose is. So usually they don't come up under a slab or a, you know, anything like that, a sidewalk or a house. They'll come up in the lawn area where they're able to get oxygen. So I don't think I would worry too much about that. Especially the house slab, the knees are not going to mess up that. But I've never even seen them, having an issue with the sidewalk.
No, and it didn't even, they pop up beside it and they popped up in the flower bed on the other side, but no damage at all to the sidewalk. I just wanted to be sure before, because they're about 30 foot tall, 14 inches around, and I was going to cut them down if they weren't. I don't want to.
Yeah, so, I've never heard of anybody having an issue with the knees in concrete. So I think you'd be all right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Appreciate it. The number is 281-833-3333. Chad Stevens sitting in for Danny Milliken at a family emergency. And normally Charlie would sit here, but I got the call. And fortunate to have one of our Home Show Garden Pros with us, Joey Lenderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Richmond Rosenberg. I always get those two confused. And I live, you know, in Greywood. And I'm going, wait a minute. That's... You're in Richmond.
Both of them are considered in Richmond, but Enchanted Gardens is near Fulshear, Cinco Ranch area.
Yeah.
And Enchanted Forest is near Greatwood. Yep, right down the road from Greatwood.
So check out our Home Show Garden Pros, any of them, because if you have questions, these folks live and breathe it. It's in their blood. Trust me, they go through testing with soils and stuff. I know Sherry does a lot of testing and things, and what kind of things do you guys do to check out products and stuff?
You know, we trial a lot of things. We grow a lot of things in our own greenhouses, to where we know that, you know, we can have them at the right time and not, you know, we're not having to depend on other suppliers, especially nowadays with the supply chain issues.
Yes, how is that affecting you guys?
We're in pretty good shape, you know, just because, like I said, we grow a lot of our own stuff, but it's hard to get,
yeah,
like pots. Oh. We have to order the little plastic pots that plants grow in a year in advance.
Wow.
Like, we're waiting on stuff that was ordered a year ago.
So
it's crazy.
So when you go to the Home Show Garden Pros or any garden center, period, just keep that in mind that, you know, that supply thing is affecting everybody. So
yeah, definitely.
All right, we see Paz coming up. We'll talk to Paz coming up in just a moment. Phone number again is 281-833-3333. We'll be back on the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
MicroLife wishes you, your soils, and plants a healthy 2022. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Thank you. You're whistling to me. I know you are. Welcome on in. It's the Home Show Garden Pro Show. Chad Stevens in for Danny Milliken, and Joey Lenderman is with us. Thank you for waking up with us and having that morning cup of coffee and trying to find out more about gardening, because it's an amazing, amazing thing once you get into it. And there's people listening that probably maybe have a house plant somewhere. That's it. You know, they don't really do any gardening or they don't have a lawn. They live in an apartment. But it's always nice to know this kind of stuff, even though I want to make it to where it's interesting to them, even though they don't really garden. Because it's fascinating when I talk with John Ferguson and he talks about how the soil works. I mean, I didn't have any clue that all that stuff was going on down underneath my grass, you know. This is amazing stuff. Anyway, we'll get to that in just a second. Let's talk to Paz. Paz, good morning. Welcome on into the show.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're hanging in there, Paz. What can we do for you?
Okay, I have some fox tails in the front of my house, and I would like to fill in the spot a little bit. What would you suggest to plant next to the fox tails that take the same amount of sun and water?
Fox tails will take either sun or shade fairly good. So how many hours of sun does that spot get?
At least 5 to 6 hours.
5 to 6 hours. Okay. So yeah, you're wide open to pretty much any full sun plants, depending on how tall you want it to get. Do you have a height that you're thinking?
5 feet.
5 feet?
Yes, sir.
Lots of things would work in there. There's different types of irises. They're kind of a grassy type plant. They might not get 5 feet, but they would get, you know, pretty close to 4 feet anyway. Those would do good. There's abelias. Abelias are an evergreen shrub that bloom starting in June and bloom all the way through the fall. So there's
did you say, excuse me, did you say camellia?
Abelia, A-B-E-L-I-A.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you might look into those. There's a sunshine ligustrum. It doesn't bloom, but it has bright, almost chartreuse foliage, and they'll get, you know, 5 or 6 feet tall, and that would be a good one that'll be nice and bright, but doesn't necessarily bloom. Those would be some good options. But, you know, nothing beats coming out and putting your eyes on some of the plants and kind of seeing what you like the looks of. There's, you know, literally, you know, dozens of options.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Paz.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Foxtails. We've got foxtails in front of our bed. My wife loves those things. And they are got to be the strongest plants I've ever seen. They froze up in the last freeze. Everything turned brown. They just fell apart, and they all came back.
Yeah, they're tough as nails.
Man, that's a great plant, a great green plant that we have, and it looks great, and it kicks back in real fast. And here I am. I'm not trying to be a garden pro, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just trying to hang it. But I love the we do great with the foxtails. Anyway, the phone number, 281-833-3333. It's on our website, too. If you have a phone, just go to that and click on the little button. This is a new addition to our website. You click on the number, and it goes right to your phone, and you can dial it up right from there. It's kind of cool. So check that out. We've got wind out there right now, and it's causing some massive wind chill factors. Now, it's not going to get down to freezing tonight, but with the wind chill factor, It could get close.
Yeah, you know, the dry wind, you know, cold fronts come in, the air is really dry after, you know, the little bit of rain comes through. And that dry wind will basically suck the moisture out of the leaves of the plant, especially, you know, it's been warm. So a lot of plants have new growth on them. So it can, you know, damage the plants a little bit, especially tender things. You know, I wouldn't worry about evergreen shrubs. Mm-hmm. But if you've got anything tender that you want to protect and, you know, keep it going. We're close to spring. You know, we're 6 weeks away.
Right.
4 weeks away. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be 95 next week. You never know.
But
yeah.
if you've got some perennials that you've kept, you know, looking good so far, you might, you know, think about at least water them today. You know, when you water them, it puts more moisture back into the plant, into the leaves, to where it won't dry up that new growth with all this wind, you know.
So the wind chill factor really is more so dealing with the drying out rather than the actual freezing.
Right, right.
Got it.
Yep.
We have one of those bird of paradise things. We didn't get any bloom this year because of the freeze last year, but we didn't lose it. And is that something that you have to protect, or you just protect the roots, or the same thing with that?
Like in this particular weekend, you know, getting 35 degrees, whatever mm-hmm. it's going to get, I wouldn't worry about protecting that.
Got it. All right.
Should be all right.
281-833-3333 is our phone number, and we're going to talk about, some good veggies to plant this month. If you haven't started that, we'll be doing that coming up here in a moment on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, gardeners. This is Michael at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. Boy, is this the month to plant and prep. It is a good, great time for citrus, all the fruit trees. We have a complete line of peaches and plums and pears and apples and oranges and lemons and limes, just about anything that you could do. It's time also for gardens. It's time to get those beds prepped. We have a great selection of products for that. We now carry the Espoma Land and Sea, their raised bed mix, mushroom compost. To top all that off, we have a great rose soil, which is a big bang for the buck. Don't forget the lawns. Now's a good time to remineralize. We suggest the MicroLife 624, which is great. Get that lawn up and green and growing. So this is the month. Plant your vegetable seeds. We've got lots of those, lots of peat pots, lots of potting mixes specifically designed for seeds, and plants and pottery are rolling in by the day. So come to see us, Warren Southern Gardens, Kingwood Garden Center. Happy gardening.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. Chad Stevens in for Danny. He had a family emergency, but hey, thanks for having that morning bowl of cereal with a donut with us. Brought the donuts in for the guys today. Makes me look good. You know?
There you go. Butter them up.
Joey Linderman is with us, and he's from Enchanted Gardens over there in FM 359. And go by and see him for sure. And his brothers and sister over at Enchanted Forest, just past Booth on, it's not 723. 723 turns into something else.
They're on 2759.
That's what it is. Yeah.
FM 2759.
Great. And anytime you've got a question, by all means, go stop in and see Ask Our Pro over at the garden centers. And you can ask a pro on our Facebook page, too. We've got that going on. We've got the Test Your Skills feature right there on the Facebook page. Find out exactly how smart you are. We'd love to have you do that. What Michael mentioned it a bit, this is a good month to plant stuff as far as veggies go in a garden. What's a good thing to, how do you start that?
So, you know, this time of year, if you're growing your own vegetables from seed, say tomatoes and peppers mainly, now's the time to start those from seed inside, of course.
Okay.
You know, little seedlings like that, they would get damaged, you know, and probably die from this cold wind. So you want to start those inside in a bright spot, you know, in a window seal or something like that. As far as planting outside, well, let me go back to the tomatoes and peppers. So you'll grow them inside till they germinate and get, you know, maybe an inch tall. You can set them outside on nice, warm, calm days just to kind of get them hardened off a little bit to where they get used to being outside, because the humidity inside is different than the humidity outside.
Right.
So they need to get used to the direct sunlight, you know. So if you put them out there occasionally, that'll make it easier when you, you know, actually transplant them out into your garden. So, but things that you can plant directly outside this time of year, you can still do lettuce, kale, broccoli, strawberries, you know, lots of herbs. You can still do, you know, cilantro. You can plant your dill for your dill pickles for later this spring. So still lots of things you can plant, but definitely get the tomato and pepper seeds planted if you're going that route. If not, then all the garden pros will have tomato and pepper plants along with all the other vegetables, you know, starting in the next few weeks.
And if you're looking for a schedule, I guess we do have one on our website, too. You can check that out as well. And as far as website goes, you know, we've got a YouTube page, and you are featured all over it, Joey.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's a spot there that says Garden Tip Playlist. You can play that, and it has 145, like, minute-and-a-half, two-minute videos, just tips. So you can let that thing roll, and it'll just continually give you tips for 145 times, times two. That's quite a long list of tips. And you're on there a lot just talking about how to plant things, and it's very informative. So check that out. It's the YouTube page. You like that, and then you get notices whenever, you know, we do a Facebook Live or things like that, too. Kind of cool. So if you have a question right now, you can ask a pro on the Facebook page, or you can call. And we'd love you to call, because I can't do a lot of talking. 281-833-3333 is the phone number. If you have a phone, you just go to our website. There's a number there that kind of fades down. You just press on it. It takes you right to your phone. Very, very nice feature. So we've got, I was mentioning apartment dwellers earlier that may not have they don't have a lawn, obviously. And if they're not into, like, watering their house plants because maybe they're not there a lot, what are these succulent things? How hard are they to take care of? I know you have a whole section in your place.
Yep. Yeah. Succulents have become really, really popular. You know, they take the same conditions as, say, a cactus. You know, they're kind of not really related, but people consider them related because, you know, like I said, they can take it dry. They can grow indoors in some bright light, you know, watering, you know, once every week or two, pretty low maintenance, but they're very trendy. A lot of them are kind of modern looking, if a plant can be modern looking, but they fit in with modern decor. How about that?
All right. And it doesn't take a lot of effort. You just water them once every 2 weeks.
Even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not much.
Okay.
Not much.
And you can you do a lot of planting as far as, do you actually start them, or do you have to actually buy them already started?
We have succulents in anywhere from 2-inch pots to, you know, big, you know, fully established hanging baskets. So you can grow them from cuttings if you, you know, have a friend that's got a really cool one.
Oh, so that's how you start.
I mean, they come out of a cutting. Yeah.
They come from cuttings. They're not like a seed thing or anything.
Most of them are grown from cuttings.
Okay. All right. So check that section out at your Home Show Garden Pros as well. If you're not into a lot of maintenance and you want to, you know, have something that's alive in your apartment, or even if you just want to have it in your house, that's fine too. Let's get a quick phone call in here and talk to Tony. Tony, good morning. Welcome in.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, guys. I have several shrubs that have random shoots, you know, like my azalea, my gardenia, I've got a hydrangea. So they've got these odd, you know, branches or stems that are much taller than the rest of the shrub, and I'd like to cut those off now, but I'm just wondering, since we still have possibility of freezes, would that hurt the plant, or can I kind of give them a quick little shape?
Yeah, you can go ahead and trim them back a little bit. I wouldn't trim the whole plant on any of those, because if you trim the azaleas now, you're going to cut off all the blooms or all the buds that, you know, would be blooming here in the next right. month or so. So just trim the tall shoot that's, you know, that's bothering you on those and leave the rest until after they bloom. And then that's when you want to do your trimming and fertilizing on the azaleas.
Okay, great. I have another quick question. I have a smallish kind of bed in the front of my yard, and it only gets about 4 hours of morning sun and about 2 hours of late afternoon sun. And I'd like to get a nice specimen shrub in the middle to kind of anchor it. Do you have any recommendations?
How tall were you wanting this shrub to get?
Probably fairly large, because my azalea and gardenia and hydrangea are in the front of the bed, but I want something larger in the middle. I kind of like button bush a lot, but I know that doesn't look pretty in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Something around that size.
Right. So if it gets 4 hours of morning sun, 2 hours of afternoon sun, there's different things like Clearia. You can train a Clearia into a little small multi-trunk tree. And depending on the variety, they'll get, you know, 6 to 8 feet tall. They have kind of a coppery colored new growth and really glossy leaves. Those would be good. There's different types of hollies that would be kind of medium sized. You can get some different ones like the Christmas Jewel holly. They have extra large red berries, and they'll get maybe 7 or 8 feet tall. That would be a good one. There's things like almond verbena. They go dormant in the wintertime like the button bush, but they do have white fragrant blooms pretty much off and on throughout the summer. So those would be a few to think about.
All right, those sound great. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Tony.
Bye-bye.
Joey Linderman, that's why you're here, man. Just as to make me look good.
There you go.
Anyway.
We all got to try.
Chad Stevens in for Danny Milliken today. He's had a family emergency. Appreciate you staying with us. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will talk with Angelo. You are coming up next. Stay right there.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
281-833-3333. Chad Stevens in for Danny Milliken. Joey Linderman is here. And Joey, we always talk about, and I hear you and Danny always talking about microlife. I can attest, I bet, by the big brown bag of brown patch stuff. And for people that are new to taking care of lawns and using microlife, I guess if you want a bountiful spring, you want to prepare right now and put some stuff down.
Yeah, you know, pretty soon here. It's a little bit early for fertilizing, because if you fertilize now and we get some more warm weather, which I'm sure we will, that'll kind of spur the grass or the plants or whatever you fertilize into spring mode, and they'll start growing. Then we're likely to, you know, we're 6 weeks out from, you know, being fairly safe of
right.
not having any freezes, but it could still happen. So you don't want to fertilize this early and have a freeze burn your new growth of your shrubs or your perennials or your grass. That'll kind of set them back even further. So fertilizing in early to mid-February, you know, starting in the next few weeks here would be about right.
Which is right around the corner, and that's it why you want to fortify your soil, your lawn, and your landscapes. Microlife has a great product called Humates Plus 004. What exactly is the 004 for us newbies?
So the numbers, the first number is the nitrogen, second number is phosphorus, and the third is potassium.
Okay.
NPK.
Got it. and it's a concentrated compost in a bag is what the Humates is. And if you want some exceptional results, you want to try to add some MicroLife Multipurpose 624, which gives it a little bit more of what you just told us. And you said in a couple of weeks, put the MicroLife down. And the thing about MicroLife that I really liked about it is you could put it down any time of the year, during the summer, during the fall, during the winter. And you said now, right when there's a freeze, you want to wait a little bit. But it's not going to hurt your dogs and your animals. They can roll in it.
Yep. You can over-fertilize with it, and it's not going to burn your grass because it's not a chemical.
And I remember having that problem years ago when I would put down stuff, and it turned brown, and it looked like it was just fried because I was putting it down in the heat of the summer,
right,
thinking I was doing a good thing by feeding my lawn, and I was really hurting it. So I went the all-natural way. So if you've got some problem areas that just won't produce, you want to treat it with the MicroLife Super Seaweed Liquid Fertilizer. Danny always says that's a great thing. He loves the Super Seaweed. And I attest to putting that down and just kind of like gives it a shot in the dark there. MicroLife doesn't burn, like we mentioned. Your lawns or your plants, your kids can play on it right after you put it down. They won't even know it's there. Won't hurt them. And if you want to check out exactly where it is, oh, the cool feature that I like is if you buy the container from you guys, you can go and get a discount by when you get it refilled.
Mm-hmm.
So MicroLife is available at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. And if you want more information about it, MicroLifeFertilizer.com is where you go. Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610, phone number 281-833-3333. And we're going to talk with Angelo. Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Great. First year that I bought a plumeria, put them in containers back in August, and I've been talking to some people that have them and checking on the internet, blah, blah, blah. My question to you guys is, what's the proper way I should keep them during the winter? I was told put them in the garage, don't water them. I was told keep them, whatever. Just wonder if you could tell me a little basics of what I should do to winterize my plumerias.
So have they lost their leaves already?
They're in the process. They burned off. There's about 8 on the very top. Like I said, they're in a container, maybe 4 foot tall. And I don't want them to die, but, you know, I've never heard of you keep them in the garage and don't do anything to them. But that seems to be the consensus. So I'm just kind of looking for someone to lead me one way or the other.
Right. That is what most people do. I mean, you can keep them outside until it gets cold. Then you would need to put them inside just to be protected. You know, the garage deal is just to keep them out of the cold.
Correct.
But you can keep them anywhere that is not going to freeze.
Okay, a friend of mine says she keeps hers in there until Lent or Easter in that area. Then she takes them outside. That just seems like a long time to keep them indoors.
Yeah, you know, they're really not – they don't need the sun. If they don't have any leaves in the wintertime, they don't really need sun. I would think, you know, whenever the danger of a hard frost or freeze is gone, then you can go ahead and move them back outside.
But and they'll come up and bloom again and everything?
Yeah, yeah. They usually don't start to leaf out until – you know, mid-April, late April even. So I wouldn't get any, too much of a rush over it. But
I was just going to say, so if I put them in the garage and just leave them there until, let's say, the end of March, I should be good.
Yeah, yeah. Just make sure they're not wet. When you put them in there, they don't want to be in a dark, wet area that can cause them to rot.
It'll be in my garage and everything. That's not a problem. But just a little bit of water once a month, maybe?
I don't even know if I'd water them at all. You know, they're not going to be using a lot of water because they don't have any leaves. They're going to be out of the wind. You know, they're going to be out of the sun. So they're not, the moisture in the soil is not really going to go anywhere.
So I should leave the leaves on there until they naturally fall off.
Yeah, just let them do their thing. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Hey, guys, you got a great show. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Angelo. Appreciate it. All right, more good advice. Now, you can't do that. You can't leave a plant in the garage. All of them, just this one.
Yeah, not all plants would work like that, but yeah, plumeria.
They need to light,
or a different plant.
A lot of plants need to light. Right.
Right. Okay. Yep, exactly.
And that big freeze we had last year, I mean, nothing really survived because it was really cold, even in your garage.
Even in your garage, they would have had an issue. So, yeah, if it gets that cold, then they need to come on in the house.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got Robert standing by. Good morning, Robert. What can we do for you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
I have a question. I built some brick steps leading up to my house, and they were kind of like a pyramid, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, and then the landing is one. I've got some 5-inch spacing in the middle of that that I'm trying to get some, like, ground cover. I don't have any sprinklers there, so, I mean, they're steps, and it's mostly the brick. But I need something to fill in that 5 inches leading up to my house. And I've got conflicting reports on mango grass, and it's on the west side, so it gets a lot of sun. Somebody told me, no, you can't put that. It needs at least partial shade. And somebody else said, no, you can put it in full sun. Do you know if I can use mango grass, or do you recommend anything else for the in-between? You've seen that look where you have, like, concrete or stone, and then people fill in that little, space in between.
Yep, sure enough.
Like a mango grass, or I don't even know what else they use, but...
Right. The best options are mondo grass, or there's another lower growing grass called Korean grass. It's a type of zoysia. That works really good. You know, in the heat of the summer is when you're going to have problems with that mondo grass. Being on the west side, it's probably going to burn it a little bit during July and August. Yeah. But right. look up the Korean grass. That would work.
Grass.
Korean grass. Uh-huh.
Got it.
That's probably what I would use.
Yeah. Perfect. That helps me immensely. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, because it gets brutal sun, here in Houston, the west side.
Right.
Man, in the summertime, I'm cooking out there, walking out to the vehicle. So,
I bet.
Anyway. I do appreciate your show, and thank you very much for the advice.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Robert.
Sure. Bye-bye. Thanks.
281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros. We got Joey Lenderman here, and we're going to talk with Paul coming up here on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Monterey Lawn and Garden, superior solutions for every garden. Landscaper's Pride, mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Chad Stevens sitting in for Danny Milliken, who had a family emergency. So I got the call. Joey Lenderman, fortunately, is here with me to help out with all the hard stuff.
Sure thing. Good morning, everybody.
I can say, okay, you need to water. You're watering too much. And in this time of the year, I can pretty much tell you, if you're watering, you're probably doing too much.
Yep, that's about right.
Yeah, because I listen to the Home Show Garden Pros. That's the reason why I know that kind of stuff. And Anita, being here at 8 o'clock, will give us an update on what's going on with the, water features and things that she's doing over there at Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. We're going to hear from John Ferguson right now. Oh, we're not? Okay, never mind. We'll hear from Paul coming up. Welcome on in, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. You got a question for Joey?
Oh, yes. I have a question. I have a Zeon Zoysia backyard that this is the first year, I don't know why, but I've seen a lot of little patches of common Bermuda here and there, but I've never seen it that much before. Is there any reason why and what to do about it?
Do you mow your own yard, or you have somebody do it?
I mow my own yard. I have a real mower that I mow pretty regularly in the growing season.
Gotcha.
And the common Bermuda only happened, like, I would say early fall. I don't understand it. I don't know if I keep pulling it. I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but they just pop up like here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pain. I mean, zoysia is a great grass. It's beautiful. But when you get weeds in it, the weeds grow faster than the zoysia does. So that is an issue. The reason I ask if you mow your own yard, if somebody else does it, sometimes if you hire a lawn service, they mow somebody's yard with Bermuda before they come to your house, and some of the little pieces will fall off in your yard and they'll actually take root. Right. In your situation, it could be just seeds coming in from a bird or the wind or whatever it may have been. But as far as getting rid of them, pulling them, if there's not a whole lot of them, that works. But you'll have to get the roots in order for them not to come back. You can spot treat with some sort of herbicide to kill the Bermuda, but you've got to be careful not to get it on the zoysia, because whatever kills the Bermuda will also damage the zoysia.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to try that, because I've done something similar before and it killed the zoysia session as well. So
right.
Pulling?
Yeah, pulling it or even digging it out, get you a small little hand shovel and try to get most of the roots out if it's a small area. Yeah, I've got the same issue, but in a larger area, it sounds like, than you've got. So I'm actually going to dig it out and make sure all that Bermuda is gone, and then replant the zoysia in that area.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sounds like fun, huh?
Doesn't sound like fun. All right, thanks very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, 281-833-3333. Yeah, the grass thing is it's kind of crazy this time of the year, because a lot of the weeds pop up, or dollar weed or that kind of thing, because St. Augustine would kind of just go dormant, except in some spots, which is weird, because some spots it's still growing. Other spots it's like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. And then the dollar weed comes up, and then the other thing that comes up after that is my wife yelling at me, like, why does our lawn look so bad? And I go, it's not really looking bad. It's green. Come on. So I think what I did last year was I went too early with the spray to kill the weeds. And it's not supposed to harm the St. Augustine. But what I didn't do, and this is very important, and I'll pass this on, this is one thing I do know, is you have to read the directions on the bottle.
Directions are
kind
good.
Of important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I didn't do, because I thought, wow, I've got a lot of weeds, I'm going to go do like two or three passes over the lawn to really get those weeds. Well, the St. Augustine really didn't catch on yet. It was still maybe February, March, and it was just after that freeze, and the St. Augustine really didn't grab hold yet. So St. Augustine went, the weeds were dead, no doubt about it. But then the St. Augustine, it had too much of the spray on there. So I had to do a lot of replanting and running out to y'all's place and getting some sod and stuff.
Yeah.
But my advice as not a pro, as just someone who's trying to take care of their lawn, is to make sure you read the bottle instructions. And then I dumped a lot of remineralizer on the lawn and got it back. And by the summertime, it was all there.
Yeah, the grass was already weak from the freeze when you did that, probably.
Yeah.
So that makes perfect sense that it, even set it back more.
And I think the hardest part is to look at it and just go, it's going to come back.
Patience.
So, yeah, and that's the key word right there, is having the patience, which I'll tell you that my wife has none. and I'll tell her that, and the thing is, if you keep it kind of cut and you cut the weeds down, everything kind of at least looks level.
Right.
Kind of helps the look there. So
mowing your lawn in the wintertime, even if the grass is dormant, keeps the weeds down. And if you can keep the weeds from making more seeds, then you'll have less of them to deal with in the future.
Good point. Number is 281-833-3333. One more segment with Joey when we come back here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, I'm John Ferguson. I'm with Nature's Way Resources, and just want to invite you to come see our nursery. We're coming off the best year in our history. We're expanding our selection of native plants this year, and we've expanded our propagation area and been busy planting seeds and rooting cuttings all fall and winter. For example, many growers are out of pipe vine, and we've got several varieties that will be available this spring. It's always a great time to revitalize your yard and garden. Several customers have stated how much better their tomatoes and veggies taste after they've been using remineralizer on them. We've been busy this winter stocking up on our famous leaf mold compost, native mulches and soils to be ready for the spring rush, which is just around the corner. And, of course, we carry a full line of the MicroLife products. They're the only ones we use in the nursery. Nature's Way Resources, we're located right off the intersection of FM 1488 and I-45. Go east on 1488, one block over the railroad track. You'll see a big sign, make a right turn, and you'll run into it. We have a 42-acre facility waiting there to serve you. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and currently 8 to 2 on Saturday. You can always keep up what's coming up and when dates and times on our Facebook page. And also, if you're not subscribing to our gardening newsletter, it's free, called The Lazy Gardener and Friends. You can go to the website, naturewayresources.com, and sign up for it. So come by and see us, and love to help you.
Thank you, John. I tell you what, I've been up there. Nature's Way Resources, and those big mounds of compost. I just want to crawl in it. Nature's gold, as they say, you know, black gold. That's good stuff. I just, I did get a truck worth of stuff and spread it all on my lawn, and that's probably why it helped to come back so fast from
the
freeze, too.
That would definitely help it recover. You know, when you top your lawn with the leaf mold compost, just a thin layer, quarter inch, half inch, that encourages the grass to grow into those thin areas.
Yeah. Home Show Garden Pros is what you're listening to. Chad Stevens in for Danny Milliken. He had a family emergency, and I got the call, and Joey Linderman is here. What is happening over at the Enchanted? Now, I just heard that you're going on vacation, so...
Not a vacation. It's a business trip.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, of course.
Yeah, there's the tropical plant exposition in Florida that heading out to tomorrow to see what's new and what we can get our hands on. Some cool, unique tropical plants, indoor plants.
Nice.
Yeah, going to be some cool stuff.
And over at Enchanted, you got the forest and the garden. Is it a slow time of the year? Are people still going out in winter? You know, on a windy day like this,
It's supposed to be nice later today. You know, it's going to be breezy, but the sun's going to come out and it's going to be nice and cool. So, you know, there's new things coming in every day. We're busy getting our wintertime projects done. So it's great time to come. It's always a great time to come out.
Absolutely. You just walk the gardens. There's always something to see and do over at Enchanted and all our co-ops. They've got things to look at and plant, and you got the succulent section. I like the way that rhymes. Succulent section. And if you wanted some kind of pots to put stuff in and all kinds of great stuff over at the Enchanted Gardens, Enchanted Forest. And, wow, I appreciate you holding me up here.
You did a great job.
Because this is the first time I've kind of been talking on the radio for like 5 years, so it's been a while.
You didn't skip a beat.
Thank you much. Joey, enjoy your little trip there, and we'll see you again next time. Anita from Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery is coming up next on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.